Welcome to Think Like an Integrator, a podcast for business visionaries who love to dream but lack a team to do it all. I'm your host and integrator, Kat Schmoyer. When you know how to integrate, you will always be able to innovate. I'm here to tell you how. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to Think Like an Integrator. We are at the end of June, and that means we're in the middle of the year. And sometimes when we enter into the middle of the year, I feel like there's like two different mentalities. There are some business owners that have truly no idea what time of year it is. They're like, wait, what? It's already June? It's almost July? Like, what's going on? And then there are some business owners that feel a little bit stressed out thinking about the middle of the year. You're looking back at all of the things that could have or should have happened in the last 6 months. You're starting to think about what could or should happen in the future 6 months. And so sometimes it can feel a little bit scary, hence the title of this episode being Mid-Year Scaries. And so what I want to do on this episode is really focus in on some intentional strategies you can do in the middle of the year to make the best of the year that you have. Now, I am not a fairy godmother. My four-year-old would be thrilled if all of a sudden I had Cinderella fairy godmother tendencies, but I do not. And so I cannot change what's currently happening in your business. However, what I can do is help you really think about all of the ins and outs so that we can celebrate what's going on, but also make some necessary decisions around pivots or strategies that are needed to course correct where you want to go in the rest of 2024. So I'm really excited about this episode. I have been doing a mid-year review personally in my business for years, probably like 7 or 8 years now. It's one of my favorite things to do. And I'm gonna tell you a little bit more about what a mid-year review is if you're unfamiliar with it. I'm also gonna share some personal stories on how this has affected my business over the years. But before we do all of that, I do have a free mid-year review worksheet. And this is going to be really helpful for y'all if you want some dedicated questions to walk through when doing your own mid-year review. It's 32 questions long, so it's not crazy long, but there's enough questions in there that you want to be able to sit in it. And we're going to talk in this episode about some tips for actually working through the worksheet. But I want to go ahead and tell you guys now that there is a worksheet linked in this description. It's called Mid-Year Review. You're going to get a pretty little PDF that has some extra tips, and then you are going to get a link for a copyable Google Doc. I did this on purpose because I want you to use it. I don't want this to be like such a pretty PDF that it's like hard to print or hard to like effectively use in your brand. So I'm all about a good Google Doc, and this way you get a Google Doc filled with 32 questions. You can save it directly in your own drive and you can start typing away. You can easily print it out if you're like a pen and paper kind of girl, whatever you need, but we have the mid-year review available. So head down to the description and go ahead and grab that now. So let's talk about the importance of a mid-year review. There are a couple of different things that kind of factor into the importance factor of a mid-year review. Number one, it's really good as a CEO to force yourself to reflect back. I don't know about you guys, but I'm an Enneagram 3. And one of the traits of an Enneagram 3, at least what I'm told, I'm not an Enneagram expert, I should throw that disclaimer out, but one of the traits that I have been told about an Enneagram 3 is that it's really hard for us to celebrate what's already happened. Instead, I'm very quick to just want to keep achieving more. I might hit a great milestone. I might tackle a good goal, and I do not naturally take time to celebrate whatever it is that just happened. I am already thinking about the next thing that I need to go and do. So when I force myself to sit down mid-year and think about the last 6 months of the year, I am putting myself in a position where I have to reflect back. I am then able to celebrate what has happened. Because even if the business year is not necessarily going the way you thought, maybe you aren't hitting some of the milestones that you wanted to hit, or maybe you had a digital product launch that didn't go very well, there are still some wins within that. There is still information to be learned from those experiences. And sometimes we just need that calendar reminder to force ourselves to spend an afternoon reflecting back. So it allows me as an Enneagram 3, and hopefully all of you guys listening, to look back at the significance of the past 6 months. It also, as I just said, allows me to celebrate those things that are worth celebrating. Maybe they are really big things. Maybe some awesome stuff is happening in your brand right now, or maybe they're just small but mighty things. Either way, there are wins. I know it and you know it. We just maybe have to dig a little bit, but there are wins that you can look back and find. It also allows us to identify and acknowledge pain points and bottlenecks that are happening. It's proven that history repeats itself. I don't want that to happen in your brand. I want you to take a step back and look at what's currently going on so that if you're struggling with something in your business, you can hopefully identify it now and course correct moving into the next 6 months of the year versus getting to December and saying, oh man, if only I had realized that in June. If only I had stopped to like take some time to think about that in July. Now you have the opportunity in June, in July, mid-year, to look at the first half of the year and say, what is a bottleneck? What is a pain point? And is this something that's solvable or fixable? And what are the action steps that I need to take or that my team needs to take to course correct? So it's important for the celebratory factor. It's also important because we don't want the bad parts about the history that we're currently experiencing to repeat itself throughout the rest of the year. Now, I have, as I said, being an Enneagram 3, it can be difficult for me to reflect back. And so I created this mid-year review 7-8 years ago because I knew being the achiever that I am, I needed a way to like force myself, like, okay, Kat, here's a worksheet, here's the checklist, sit down and do it. So I want to highly recommend that you guys download the free mid-year review worksheet. It's 32 questions, like I said before. And in these questions, you're going to walk through 5 key areas in your business and also some personal things that you need to be able to reflect back on in order to really wear that CEO hat well and move into the second half of the year. I'm going to dig a little bit deeper into those themes, like the topics and that I want you to talk through and like think through in your mid-year review. But before we do that, I actually want to share a couple of tips for actually completing a mid-year review, for sitting down to do it. So number one, you're going to want to put something on your calendar. Even those of you that are more type B, I still want you to like grab that Google Calendar, pull out your phone, pull out your paper planner, whatever it is that you need, and look at the next 10 days. Is there some time over the next 10 days where you can block off? I would go ahead and block off like 2 to 3 hours. Give yourself a solid little chunk of time. Maybe this ends up needing to be in the evening because, you know, we're in this summertime crazy schedule. Maybe it can be first thing in the morning. If that's when you're the freshest, you can grab your cup of coffee and like sit outside on your porch or on your back deck. Either way, I want you to go ahead and block off like 2 to 3 hours so that you can just start working through these questions. The second thing that you're going to want to do with this mid-year review is there's some homework that's required within the mid-year review. So while I do want you to go ahead and have that initial 2 to 3 hour time block, I want you to look over the questions now before you have that time block, because there's particularly a section all about money and you're going to need to pull some financial numbers so that you have the data that you need to be able to fully complete the worksheet. So take a look today, tomorrow, sometime soon, over some of those questions so that you can get your little punch list of your homework and what you need to do so that you can adequately sit down and complete your mid-year review. So number one, block off your time. Number two, take a look at those things and start to get your homework all together. And then the third thing that I want you to do is I want you to make sure that you have some follow-up time after you do that mid-year review. We do not want to make reactionary decisions in our business. And sometimes, for some of us, based on how we are decision makers, just and within our personalities, sometimes we need a little bit more processing time. So when I'm personally completing my mid-year review, there might be some things that it's like a gut check. Like I know instantly, like, oop, highlight this, circle this, underline this three times. Like this needs to change. This is going to be something that I'm going to focus on throughout the next 6 months of the year. But sometimes it's not as obvious as a burning bush. Sometimes I need to process and I'm either prayerfully considering certain decisions. I'm talking with my team. I'm seeking counsel with my husband or with a business mentor, and I'm letting things marinate a little bit. I want you guys to give yourself the grace to be able to do the same thing. We are not about reactionary decisions because a lot of the times the reactionary decisions that we make are not based in fact, they're based in feeling. So it's helpful for after you do that initial like 2 to 3 hour, go through your entire mid-year review worksheet, give yourself a touch point. Maybe that's 3 days later. Maybe that's 1 week later. That is up to you and how you feel like you best make decisions. I want you to have a time on the calendar for that touch point because, I mean, as you guys know, we get busy and sometimes we put off those things that feel kind of hard and like sticky to do. So if it's not on the calendar, you might not do it. So go ahead and give yourself a follow-up with yourself on your mid-year review. Give yourself that deadline to reflect back and make any of those decisions that you still needed to make based on that mid-year review after you've had time to fully process, to seek counsel, to pray, whatever it is that you need to do so that it's not reactionary, but it is in fact a strategic, intentionally thought out decision. So those are three big tips that I have for you when you are looking at a mid-year review. The fourth one, it's a little bit more of like a bonus one. If you have a biz bestie, guys, I am all about doing this with a biz bestie. I just mentioned before, like I will seek counsel with my husband. I'll seek counsel with a biz mentor. Like I am a verbal processor. So after I personally complete a mid-year review, I love to process that out. Like I do not just want it to like marinate in my head. That is when I am my worst decision maker. That is when I am reactionary, when I'm just like stuck in my head and I can't like get it out of my mouth. So if you listen to this podcast and you have a biz bestie, who also listens to this podcast, or you want to share this episode with her, do it. You guys should do this together. Now, you can complete your mid-year review separately, but then maybe you have a follow-up call together, or maybe you jump on Voxer, or you voice text, or you meet up for coffee if you guys are both local. Either way, bring somebody else into some of these decisions. It can be really powerful to get that outside counsel, and especially if it's somebody who you do consider a biz bestie, because this person likely knows you and likely knows your brand really well. So they're able to give you really honest, reliable feedback on some of the things that you're processing when it comes to your mid-year review. It's also just genuinely really fun to do that humble boast about the wins and the things that you've been doing in the last 6 months. It can be really hard for us to do that. It can be really hard for us to say like, oh my gosh, girl, look at what just happened. But we should be cheering each other on. And so that little bonus tip is not only to get that feedback from a biz bestie, but also share some of those good things. Have really great highs with them. That way you can also be really vulnerable and share some of the pain points and the bottlenecks that you're facing too. So now that we've talked through a couple of tips for completing a mid-year review, let's think through and kind of dissect some of the key areas that you are going to review. I want you guys to feel a little bit more mentally prepared before you look at that worksheet. Maybe you're listening to this in the car. Maybe you're listening to this on a walk, so you haven't been able to like grab that freebie yet and take a peek at all of the details. So like I mentioned before, there are 5 key areas that I want you to review in your mid-year review. The very first one is time. And
as it is clearly labeled, it is all about time. It's time management. It's what's happening with the time that you are spending. Are you being a time waster in certain areas of your life and of your business? Are there different productivity things that you need to consider so that you can be more efficient? So it dissects time within your business and within your ideal workday. It also dissects where your priorities lie with time. So for me, as a mom of three, this is usually like a heart gut check section because I have workaholic tendencies and I love my children. I love my children so much, but because I do have workaholic tendencies, I need this time check-in because I want to make sure that my time is well spent and my time is being poured into the things that truly matter for the legacy that I'm leaving behind. And so this section does definitely mix in the business of time and also what matters most to you, which is likely family, hobbies, and other very important timely things. The second key area that you're going to look at is money. And again, as this one is clearly labeled, it's all about financial health. This one can feel a little bit scary to look at, maybe for, especially for some of you guys that just feel uncomfortable thinking about money in your business. I am a big believer in assessing money regularly because you are not running a hobby, you are running a profitable business. So it's incredibly important to look at money in your business on a regular basis. And if you are not somebody that really checks in on your QuickBooks or really digs into Dubsado, HoneyBook, your ThriveCard or Kajabi checkout, Shopify, all the things, I want you for sure to be doing that in the mid-year review. So this money assessment is truly black and white. This is not about feelings. This is about the facts. What is the business doing? How does profit and loss look to date right now? So it's really helpful. And this is also the section where you're going to be pulling reports and doing a little bit of homework to make sure that you have all of the information that you need to complete this section. The third section is dreams. This one is a fun one, specifically for all the visionaries out there, because this is where you get to just think about goals and you get to think about all of the things. However, this one can also be hard for visionaries because this is not new dreams. This is, okay, what's currently going on? And this is forcing you a little bit to not just start a dream and not complete it, but actually assess like, okay, I started this project. I started doing this thing. What is the status? Where is it right now? I can't tell you how many times my team has stepped into a visionary's brand and they say like, I'm really good at ideas and I always start all the things and I never finish them. And I'm like, okay, let's start finishing them. Like, what is our checklist? Let's do it. And so this section for you personally will hopefully be really eye-opening around, okay, let's see, where are we at? What is currently up in the air right now? And how can we set some strategic project plans in place to finish these goals in the second half of the year? The fourth section is all about customer care or client care, pending if you're service-based or digital product-based. Essentially, this is about your audience. You want to evaluate your audience and who you serve. You want to identify what your people are telling you that they want from you. So this section factors into money a little bit because you're looking at different services and products that have performed well in the first half of the year. You're also looking at content. What content on Instagram? What content on your podcast? What content in emails? Like, what is resonating with your audience? And what do your people want more of? This section also has a little bit of a homework section where I suggest doing a mid-year survey, sending something out to your audience to ask them, what do you want from me? Like, how can I best serve you? It's so helpful for us to just ask, especially if you feel like some of your current content or your current products are falling a little bit flat. Go straight to your people, y'all. Ask your people what you can do. So this section is good for you to assess, but then also gives you a little bit of homework moving into the rest of the year of some troubleshooting you can do when you're talking with your customers and your clients. And then the very last section is the CEO mindset, and it's all about you and your dailies, which dailies is what I like to call the natural rhythms as a CEO. So whether that's something that you do daily, something that you do weekly, maybe you do it monthly, but it's your rhythms as a CEO and how you're assessing the operations of your business and also you in your CEO mindset. So this one, it gets a little bit deep in this section. This section definitely pulls more at like heartstrings than it does at the facts, but it's important. And I hope you guys have started to kind of realize that as you're listening to this episode, that when we're doing a review like this, we're going to assess both facts and feelings. Like, they are both important because you are a human being. You have feelings. You care deeply about your business. You care deeply about your clients and your customers. So we need to assess those feelings, but we also want to balance those out by looking at the facts and what is the black and white data telling us. So this mid-year review allows you to do a little bit of both so that you can truly strategically assess how things are going and what you can do moving forward. Now, what do you do when the mid-year review is over? And I mentioned before that I love to do the review and then give myself another little check-in after I do the review so that I'm not making any sort of reactionary decisions. So when you are ready to truly make some concrete decisions moving forward, there's a couple of things that you can do. So first of all, you're going to want to start setting new goals. You're going to want to think about, okay, well, I've still got 2 quarters left in the year. There are 6 months left. I've got July, August, September, and then October, November, December. So we have Q3 and we have Q4 to really make some moves or slow down, pending what this like mid-year review has showed you. So I want to suggest that you set some goals for each quarter. If you don't know by now, I love quarterly goal setting. I am all about a rock solid 90-day plan because I think 90 days is an adequate enough time to see traction on a goal and also allows you to then make pivots at the end of that 90 days if you need to do something for the next 90 days. So I don't necessarily want you guys to sit here right now in like June, July and think about December. 6 months, while it's only 6 months away, it's also still 6 months away. Like, that's kind of far. There's a lot that can happen, a lot that can change in the next 6 months. So I don't necessarily want you to think about December right now. I want you to think about the next 3 months. So I want you to think about July, August, September. I want you to set goals with those 3 months in mind. And I want you to process what's happening personally and what's happening in the business. I actually have an entire quarterly goal worksheet. So we'll make sure that we share that in the description so you can use that after you complete the mid-year review. It's also free and it can help you work through strategic ways to set quarterly goals in your brand. So that's definitely going to be the next step after you complete this mid-year review, is setting really strategic quarterly goals that have potentially adjusted strategies from what you did in the first 6 months, and also giving you a solid roadmap for what you want the next 3 months to look like. And again, that could be ramping up, that could be winding down, pending whatever that mid-year review has showed you. All right, you guys, I'm so excited for y'all to jump into a mid-year review. As you do this worksheet, I want to see it. I want you guys to take a picture. I want y'all to tag me on Instagram, send it over to me, send it over to our KS Agency Instagram so I can see everything that you are doing when it comes to the mid-year review. I'd also love to hear from y'all. If you do a mid-year review, if this is a rhythm that you've already established in your business and you have maybe other questions that you ask or other tips, I want to hear those. Like, this is something I do in my brand, so I'm all about like, give me extra tips and tricks if you have some other strategies that you implement when you're doing a mid-year review. So please feel free to share that advice. I would love to hear your own tips and tricks too. And like I said, you guys, I hope that this was helpful. I hope you feel excited and energized to spend some dedicated time reflecting back on the last 6 months of 2024 and getting incredibly excited about what the next 6 months can hold. All right, I will talk to you guys later.